Maroon 5, Beautiful Mistake. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and we got Colonel CJ King in the studio, and it's time for the Fort Knox update. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great.
We've been reminiscing with old yearbook photos, and you walked in, and we're pouring over this pile of, and you're like, what is all that?
What's happening here? I feel like I need to go through this whenever we're done here.
Well, you know, we're all kind of in that same age group. We're all pretty close to the same age.
That's right.
So, did these hairstyles look familiar at all?
So as I'm looking at this, absolutely. I think I had some of these throughout my high school career.
Now, you were a Missouri guy?
Missouri guy, yeah.
She was Florida, I was Oklahoma, but something was universal in that 80s era of just bad hair.
Bad hair. Mullets, right?
Yeah.
Mullets.
Well, I never had a mullet, thank
feathered
goodness.
Feathered hair, you know, when you would have to really put, you guys didn't have to, but, you know, put forth effort to make your hair feathered.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any friends with, you know, that were girls that had the big feathered hair?
They had the big hair. Yeah, Roger. Yeah, yeah. Lots of hair.
Big. Personally, our age group is responsible for the ozone layer, I'm convinced.
I think you're right. Yeah. All that spray stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta love hairspray. Yeah. All right, let's talk about, you guys have the community yard sale coming up this weekend.
Yep, we sure do. So great event, Fort Knox Community Yard Sale. It'll be Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon in the Sabre and Quill parking lot. It's open to the general public. Spaces for that are for sale for $5 for Knox Hills residents, and then $10 for anybody else. Multiple spaces can be purchased, and MWR will rent tables for $8 if people are interested. Do encourage people to sign up now, limited spaces to register, or for more information to include a list of prohibited items such as weapons and things of that nature, go to the MWR website.
All right, and the water park is going to be opening.
Yeah, this is a big, big excitable thing here on the installation. So the Fort Knox Water Park, it'll open for the season from noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday, May 30th. As you know, we weren't able to open that thing last year due to COVID, but we've somehow managed to get some mitigation measures in place here. So really popular attraction. Capacity is going to be capped at 390 people due to COVID. But hours of operations will be Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5. Cost is only $6 per person for military and $8 per person for the general public. And all that information is on the MWR website as well.
So when we can't find you on the weekends, you're going to be in there on the Wibbit, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that'll be me.
That thing is so cool.
The Wibbit is at the other pool.
That's actually at the indoor aquatic center. So this one's outdoor.
Yeah. That's right. I forget there's two places.
Isn't this the one, it has like lily pads or something that you can
walk across? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll find him on the lily pads. That's where he's going to be.
I'll be at the concession place if you need me. I'm eating up all the snacks.
I've had 7 hot dogs. What did you have?
That's right.
All right. And then job opportunities. Yeah. You guys have plenty of them.
We sure do. And I don't think we're unlike anybody else, but we do have an MWR job fair today. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It'll be at our Sadowski Center, which is at 6607 Wilson Road. If you need a job or are willing to take a job, we are absolutely hiring, so hope folks will come out. It's a great opportunity. Need to fill these vacancies to ensure that our Army families continue to have child care, recreational opportunities, and other important services at Fort Knox. If you're interested, hope folks will come out for that and bring several copies of their resume.
And as far as child care, you know, that's still a big need, right?
Yeah, it is. Right now, we're about 60% manned in our child development center and our school age center. And, you know, for whatever reason, I guess we can blame it on the economy a little bit and kind of the economic environment. We're in a PCS season. People are leaving, but we have this gap, and I think we're going to have this gap for several months. The problem is it's impacting our ability to bring soldiers back to work because many of them are dual military or single soldiers and have these child care requirements. So we absolutely need caregivers if they're out there, again, willing to take a job or want a job. We've got a spot for them.
And being in the military is not the kind of job where you can bring your kid to work with you.
No, absolutely. And that's, you know, that I don't know that we're unique in that way, but, you know, again, these single soldiers and dual military are really the ones that struggle because they don't have a lot of options. So, you know, the CDCs provide a capability that are important to them, and that's absolutely what we're trying to fill.
All right. Colonel King, thanks so much for the Fort Knox update.
Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.